Well, good morning, everybody. And thank you for having myself and my wife. And Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to worship and praise God with you today. For those who don't know me, my name is Ken Figge, and I'm a graduate of the Southern Seminary Baptist, Southern Seminary Theological Baptist Seminary.
如果你们不知道我的话，我的名字叫Kent，Fiji，我是从那个南方浸信会的这个神学院所毕业的。And
I just I want to thank Christina for asking me to bring the message to you today.
我谢谢你们让我来讲这个信息。And
speaking of today, today we often hear about relationships and that are torn apart for one reason or another.
我们今天经常去听到的就是我们的那。 彼此的关系因各种的各样的原因都破碎了。
But locally, we hear about family relationships breaking up.
我们经常听到我们家庭附近好多的家庭都破裂了。And
much too often, we hear about churches breaking up.
我们经常听到教会分裂。We
hear about some of the struggles in churches and some of the strifes in churches that become too insurmountable to work through.
有的时候我们看到教会里边的一些纷争，一些分裂，太大了，我们没办法，大到一个程度，我们没办法能够解决。And
unfortunately, some of these small incidents, they create a split.
通常是很次要的事情，让我们产生分裂。And
globally, we see countries splitting apart from each other.
从大的角度来看，我们看到很多的国家因为很多的问题来产生各种分裂。
And most of the time, it's because of a power. It's a power of a struggle, or it's a pride issue.
通常就是有的时候是因为是彼此的骄傲所产生的。
And a lot of times, these splits or these struggles, they become a lifelong separation.
有的时候这种分裂、这种争斗变成一个一辈子的事情，一辈子没法弥合。
But the most tragic separation that we have is the separation between us and God.
但是最大的、最难、最大的一个分离，就是在这分离是在神和人之间的分离。And
we all know that this separation started at the Garden of Eden because of the pride of the pridefulness and the disobedience.
我们知道这个分离的开始是从伊甸园开始的，是因为人的骄傲和对神的不顺服。
Now this sounds like it's a tragic trend that we have, and it sounds terrible.
这听看起来是一个非常糟糕的一件事情。
But we have great news, and we should be joyful that there is reconciliation.
但是我们有一个非常好的那个消息，就是神与人和好。
Just a few weeks ago, we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
一个多礼拜以前，一两个礼拜以前，我们庆祝了主耶稣的复活。And
through that resurrection, we know we have the eternal hope as believers in heaven.
我们通过这样一个主耶稣的复活，我们知道我们在天上有永恒的盼望。But
we're going to be looking at what Paul was dealing with in the Corinthian church.
我们今天要来看一下保罗怎么样对哥林多教会来讲话的。
With reconciliation.
我们是关于和好的。
We're going to be looking at 2 Corinthians, and we're going to be starting in verses 18 through 21.
我们哥林多后书,
chapter 5. I'll just go ahead and read the whole chapter, verse, and then I'll just let you go ahead and read it. Paul writes to the Corinthians, "Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as through God we're making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become righteousness of God in him."
我们大家一同来读那个第17节到21节。若有人在基督，对不起。Is that the 17th, right? 18th, okay. 一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的福分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。神使那无罪的为我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
There are a few things we can look at, we can pull out from this passage today. The first thing is reconciliation is God's to give.
有一些主要的那个主题哈，我们今天要讨论，从这段经文里边，我们看到一些主要的主题，其中有一个就是和好是出于神。
Paul begins in verse 18. Now all these things are from God who reconciled us to Himself.
啊，从第十八节开始就是说，一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好。
Now.If we look back at Paul's first trip to Corinthians,
如果我们看一看那个哥林多前书的话
，in 1 Corinthians 8:6, Paul tells the Corinthians, "Yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things are, from whom all things and we exist for Him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom all things we exist through Him."
Okay, 我们同来读。然而我们只有一位神，就是父。万物都是本于他，我们也是归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督。万物都是基于他有，我们也是基于他有的。
Paul also told the Colossians, "For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him."
我们一同来读《哥罗西书》一章十六节。因为万有都是靠他造的，万物是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
So the Corinthians knew exactly who made everything. God made everything.
哥林多人知道谁创造的世界，上帝创造世界。
But what's important here, he says, Paul says, now all these things are from God.
那个在这里讲的，保罗说这些事是出于神。
And what are these things that Paul's talking about?
那这些事是指的什么呢？
Paul says in verse 14 of chapter 5, he says, for the love of Christ controls us.
在十四节那个，保罗就跟他们说，原来基督的爱激励我们。
So Paul's telling the Corinthians that love is from God.
So, 保罗是在说神爱是出于神的。
No, not only did God create everything in the world we see visibly.
不但是上帝创造了所有一切可见的事情。
But God created love for us.
上帝也创造了爱。
In the Gospel of John, in chapter 15,
在约翰福音那个十五章说
，John writes.Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you so that my love may be in you and that your joy may be made full.
Okay.
1 John?
Yeah, 15.
Yeah, 15, verses 9 to 11.
Okay, 我给大家读哈。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要藏在我的爱里。我们若遵守，你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫你们，叫我的喜乐在存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And not only did God give us love through Christ，
不单那个上帝。把主耶稣的爱赐给我们。
But he gave us the death through Christ.
他是通过主耶稣的死来把这个爱赐给我们。
Also in verse 14, Paul writes that one died for all, therefore all died.
在那个哥林多后书的第五章十四节那里说，因我们也想一人既替众人死了，众人就都死了。
Yeah. And what Paul's talking about is.Jesus died for us.
在那个保罗在那里说，主耶稣为我们死。
And therefore, all that accept Christ's work,
所有的接受主耶稣的那个工作的人,
have died to themselves and don't think of themselves, but to think of Christ.
他们都, 都死了,也就是说他们不再, 想着自己,而是想着主耶稣。
And then we see that what he writes is in, First John 4:10, it's written, this is the love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and he sent his son to be the propitiation, which is the sin offering or the debt payer, the propitiation for our sins.
First John 4:10.
And then there is the new creation that God gave us.
So 在这个, 通过这个爱,上帝在我们产生,在我们里边产生一个新的创造。
In verse 17, we see, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature.
所以, 凡人在基督里就是变成新造的人。
So we see that these are the things that Paul is telling the Corinthians that God has given them.
所以保罗在那里说,上帝给他们的。
And it's not that he just gave them to him, but he gave them through the reconciliation.
他不光是给他们, 给把这个爱赐给我们, 而是让我们与神能够和好。
And we see reconciliation, what that really, that's a restoration of a relationship.
那, 和好就是一种关系的复合。
It's a relationship that has been broken, and that there is a separation with no communion, and there's no fellowship.
这个关系原来是破裂的。是彼此没有交流的，是没有团契的，现在重新恢复。
And see, this is what Paul is trying to tell the Corinthians, that without the relationship, without the fellowship, without that reconciliation to God, they have no inheritance to heaven.
那他就是跟哥林多人说，如果没有这样一种团契，没有这样感情的交流，没有这样复合，他们在天上没有他们的份。
And see, this is where Paul is telling him that now that all things are from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
So, 那个保罗就告诉他们说，那在主耶稣里边，让我们，神让我们跟主，神完全的那个恢复。
And this reconciliation is only God's to give.
在这个，这个和好是只有上帝可以给的。
And there's nothing we can do to bind or restore that reconciliation.
在我们是人是没有办法的，是没有办法恢复这样一种关系的。
And it's only through Jesus Christ that reconciliation can take place.
只有通过主耶稣基督这样一种复合才能成为现实。
Now, and one thing we see here is the ministry of reconciliation.
Ministry of
reconciliation? Yeah, the ministry of reconciliation.
是那个另外一个方面，我们就看到那个对那个。和好我们所产生的一种服事。
I mean, think of it this way. Every church has ministries.
每个教会都有服事。
And we have ministries to do what?
我们的服事是做什么呢?
To do God's work.
我们是做上帝的工作。
And we hope that all the ministries that a church has is not inwardly focused.
我希望我们教会所做的一切的事情都不是只是为了内在的需要。
Ministry for a church, ministry should always be outwardly focused to the outside world.
那教会的服事应该总是向外向的。
And this is what Paul is telling the Corinthian church. He has given them the ministry of reconciliation.
这就是保罗向对哥林多所讲的，哥林多人所讲的，就是上帝给我们这样一种和好的一种服事。
And this ministry of reconciliation is to be taken out to the outside world.
这种服事是要把它带到世界，带到外面去的。
We should be eagerly wanting to take the reconciliation to the outside world through salvation.
我们要通过那个非常热心的把这样一种那个基督的拯救的福音带出去，产生这种复合。
I mean, we don't want to keep this good news to ourselves.
我们不应该把这种好的这种消息只是存留在我们自己里面。
When we look at the Old Testament, we see reconciliation was always through the sacrificial system.
我们在旧约圣经里面可以看到，所有的复合都是通过这个牺牲的祭来产生的。
But this these sacrifices were never good enough.
但是这种献祭是不够的。
Once there was Once the sacrifice was made, as soon as sacrifice was made, they would sin, and another sacrifice would have to take its place.
当那个我们当这以色列人献祭的时候，他们的罪被免掉了，但是献完祭以后又会发生又会犯罪，又会有产生新的罪。
There was always transgression and condemnation after the sacrifice was made.
当这个献祭过了以后，总是会有过犯罪犯。犯罪和定罪的事。
But through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ,
但是通过主耶稣的死和复活，
we don't have that condemnation anymore.
我们不再那样被定罪。
And this is what we see our second lesson is. We are reconciled without condemnation.
这就是我们学的第二条，那个第二个要点，在这段经文里边的第二个要点，我们与神和好，不再被定罪。
Paul tells the Corinthians in verse 19, God was in Christ reconciling the world to him, not counting their trespasses against them.
18:19. 不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并将这和好的道理托付了我们。
Reconciliation is not for just a certain group.
啊，这个和好不只是为了一个特定的团体。
Reconciliation is not just for one type of person.
啊，这种和好也不是只是为了一种的人。
Paul tells the Corinthians, and he's telling us that the reconciliation is for the world.
那在这里，保罗哥。说的是这个和好是神与整个世界的和好
，but
但是
，it's only for those that accept and make Christ their Lord and Savior
啊，只有那些接受主耶稣作为他们的主和救主的人。
There is no fellowship with anybody outside of the Lordship of Jesus Christ
啊，在主耶稣那个为主的以外的人之间是。是没有这样一种和好的。
And if there is no desire for fellowship, or if there's no part of the individual to be reconciled with God,
如果没有这个这种和好的希望的话，就跟神是没有没有这个跟耶稣的关系的话是没有跟神和好的。
There will be a separation with God for eternity.
在永恒里边就会与神永远的分离。
If we don't confess Jesus Christ while we are alive here on earth,
但是如果我们不能趁着我们在活着的时候能够接受主耶稣
，there is no reconciliation afterwards.
在那个我们去世以后，就永远不会有这样一种复合。
And we'll spend eternity in a godless hell.
我们在那个永恒里边是在一个没有上帝的这个地狱里边。
But the work that Jesus did on the cross. Brings us and gives us the opportunity to be restored to God.
但是主耶稣在十字架上所做的是给我们一个机会，能够让我们回到上帝的里面。
Paul writes in Romans 5:10.
保罗在罗马书第五章第十节那里说
，For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life.
我们一同来读哈，因为我们做仇敌的时候。且藉着神儿子的死得与神和好，既与和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
I mean, Paul is telling the Corinthians here in verse 19 that when we come to Christ,
当保罗在十九节那里说，当我们来到主耶稣的那里的时候
，our sins are forgiven, both past, present, and future.
我们的过去、现在和将来的罪都全部被赦免了。
Through the eyes of Christ, God does not see He does not see any sin, and He does not count any sin against us.
在上帝的眼里，他不再把我们的罪那个算作我们的罪。
Think of it this way.
想一想。
Say you bought a house and you took a mortgage out on the house.
你想一想，假如你买了一个房子，你有一个按揭就是 mortgage，
and you sign the papers and you agree to the payments。
你也那个签字了，你也愿意去配去付这个 mortgage。
Quickly you find that you can't pay the mortgage。
很快你就发现，你没办法再付这个 mortgage 了。
So the interest and penalties start to add up.
所以你的这个利息和本金不断的在那里增加。
Now think for a moment if we live in a fantasy world.
啊，希望我们在一个很 fantasy 的一个世界里边。
That the bank has charity amongst them. The bank has forgiveness about them.
哦哦哦，那个银行可以那个就是赦免你。
And they say they're going to wipe out all the interest and penalties for the rest of the loan. All you have to do is pay the principal.
你这要做的就是所有你要做的就是付那个本金。
I mean, for most of us, we'd be jumping for joy.
那当然，对我们每个人来说，这是个很大、很高、很大的消息，很好的消息。
That would be great news.
啊，这是很高兴。
But God goes even further.
但是做上帝做的更多。
He goes as far as he wipes out our debt altogether.
他把我们上帝把我们所有的去的那个负债全都给你取消了。
There is nothing we have to do.
我们不需要做什么。
And our debts as a sinner are completely forgiven.
我们就的那个所有的那个负债作为一个罪人的负债全部被赦免了。
Paul writes in Romans 4:8.
保罗在罗马书第四章第八节那里说
，Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will not take into account.
主不算为有罪的，这人就是有福的。
Now, as believers, that should give us a huge sigh of release and great joy.
那对作为一个信徒，这应该给我们一个很大的一个能够放心，能够那个喜乐。
But Paul tells the Corinthians that Christ has given not only given us the ministry of reconciliation.
但是那个保罗还告诉那个哥林多人，那个上帝给我们一个来和好的一个服事。
But he's given us the word of reconciliation.
但是也给我们那个那个和好的那个话语。
And our third lesson we pull from this passage is we are ambassadors of God through reconciliation.
那第三个那个主题在这段经文里面主题是说。我借着与神和好，我们成为基督的使者。
Paul begins in verse 20, therefore.
保罗在第二十节的时候，那里说，既然这样。
Now what Paul's doing, he's already given all the evidence prior to this.
那个保罗就是说，在这之前已经把所有的那个要点都已经讲出来了。
So Paul's telling the Corinthians, look, I'm telling you everything now.
那保罗跟哥林多人说，我已经把所有的事情都跟你们讲了。
And this is what your responsibility is.
那下面这是你们所要做的事情。
He says that we are an ambassador for Christ.
那我们就是基督的使者。
Paul is an ambassador for Christ.
保罗就是主耶稣的使者。
And just as Paul is an ambassador to Christ, we are an ambassador to Christ as followers.
那我们就像保罗是主的使者一样，我们作为主耶稣的跟随者也是主的使者。
And I'm sure we all understand know what an ambassador is.
那我想我们应该都知道什么叫做这个使者，这个大使这个字。
An ambassador is a representative of their leader.
这个使者就是那个他们的领袖的一个代表。
And an ambassador carries out the agenda and as a representative.
他那个带着这个。领袖的这样一种热忱表。
And as Christians, we're an ambassador of Christ. We're an ambassador of God through Christ.
我作为那个基督徒，我们是上帝的那个使者，是在主耶稣里边是上帝的使者。
Now, think if say the president sends out ambassadors to other countries.
假设我们是我们的那个国家的这个总统送一个大使到另外一个国家去。
The ambassador is expected to relate the agenda of the country they sent him.
他这个大使应该是考虑到这个送他的这国家做他的那个他的目标他的热忱。
And uphold those agendas.
他应该紧紧的抓住紧紧的那个按照这个。
Now think of an ambassador was sent out to a country that was that had a government of a dictatorship.
我们再想一想，如果我们这个总统送一个大使到一个独裁的国家去。
And that ambassador came back to the president.
那个大使就回来跟这个总统来说。
And tells the president, hey, the dictatorship is really not that bad. It's doing, they look to be doing okay. And, you know, and besides, everybody else is doing it.
另外的话,
that is not a, an ambassador. And unfortunately, there's a lot of Christians out there that aren't good ambassadors.
但是其实有很多的基督徒在那里不是一个真正基督的使者。
You know, and the Corinthians, they were looking, they had that same problem.
那在哥林多人也有同样的问题。
Because sometimes we look like the rest of the world.
好多的时候他们跟世界的人没有什么分别。
And we should be an ambassador of Christ to give out the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们应该是作为一个主耶稣的使者来把福音传给这个传到外面。
But just like the church of Corinth, there were false teachers coming in.
但是在那个哥林多教会里面有一些那个错误的那个教导。And
they were leading the people away.
They
were leading the people away.
然后他们把那个这是信徒们带走。
Back in chapter 2, Paul writes in verse 17.
在第二章第十七节，那个保罗这样写。
For we are not like many peddling the word of God. Now the word peddling means corrupt.
我们不像许多的人来混乱那个主的道，那混乱就是那个 peddling 就是
腐败
corrupt.
Yeah, corrupt. There you go. But as from sincerity, but as from God, we speak in Christ in the sight of God.
Okay, 乃是由于诚实，由于神在神面前。
They're telling the Corinthians that they are speaking as if God is speaking through them.
保罗的意思是说，他们讲话好像是上帝通过他来讲话。
And he was begging them to be reconciled.
他也恳求哥林多人与神和好。
You know, as a matter of fact, later in chapter 6, Paul is begging the Corinthians.
在第六章的时候，保罗确实是 恳求他们，恳求这些哥林多人
not to be bound together with unbelievers.
不要跟那个不信的人，那个紧紧的绑在一起。
And he asked a question: What fellowship with light has with darkness? What fellowship has light with darkness?
光明和黑暗到底有什么样的那个？ 怎么能相合呢?
Yeah. And we see here too that we've been given the word. Earlier we see that in verse 19, he said we've been committed the word of reconciliation.
在前面我们讲到，他在这个那个在十九节的时候讲到说，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
Not only do we have the ministry of reconciliation to take out to the world.
不光我们是有这样一个和好的这样一个服事，能够把这个主耶稣的基督的爱带到外面的世界。But
we have the word of reconciliation in our heart.
而且那个我们有和好的道理在我们里边。
And see, this is what is you know, when we hide the reconciliation in our heart.
如果我们把这个那个和好只是放在我们的心里边,
we can take the gospel out to the world.
我们可以把那个神的福音带到这个世界里边去.
And our last lesson we can learn from this passage is we are reconciled to righteousness.
最后一个信息就是讲到我们通过和好得以称义.
Paul gives the gospel to the Corinthians right here in this verse.
在这一段圣经经文里边，这个保罗把这个福音告诉这个哥林多人。
Paul says he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
神使那无罪的，就是原来的意思就是不知道罪的，替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Now I just want to clarify. When Paul says that he made him who knew no sin,
在这两个里面，讲一下，就是保罗在这里说，上帝让那个不知道罪的那一位。
He's not saying Jesus didn't know about sin.
他不是说主耶稣对罪的意思没有了解。
Jesus was fully aware of sin.
那其实耶稣对 所有罪的所有的一切都知道。
That's why I came to the earth.
那这是他为什么要到世界上来的原因。
To conquer sin.
就战胜这个罪。
He says he didn't know sin.
他说他不知道罪。
In the way that he did not participate in sin.
他跟罪没有关系，不参与。
He didn't know it. He didn't know sin in an intimate way.
他跟罪没有这样一种亲密的关系，没有一种关系。
Yeah, he didn't participate or entertain sin.
他没有这个参与，也不对这个罪有任何的兴趣。
And when he says that to be sin on our behalf,
在我们的为我们成为罪。
Jesus never ever became a sinner.
啊，耶稣从来没有成为一个罪人。
But Jesus became our sin offering.
但是主耶稣成为我们的赎罪祭。
Paul wrote to the Galatians in 3:13.
那个保罗在哥罗士书三章十三节那里说
，Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written. And see, this is what he's talking about. The curse is he becomes a sin offering.
那个我们看来的耶稣既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离法律的咒诅。这那 OK.
We'll get through this.
Yes.
And see, we see this in the Old Testament in Numbers 6:14.
啊，在那个民数记第六章十四节那里说
，It's written, he shall present a sin offering to the Lord, one male lamb a year old without defect for a burnt offering, and one ewe lamb a year old without defect for a sin offering.
OK, 我们大家一同来读哈。他既要将供物奉给耶和华，就是一只没有残疾一岁的公羊羔做燔祭，一只没有残疾的母羊羔做赎罪祭，和一只没有残疾的公绵羊做平安祭。
Now, with all this talk about reconciliation,
这所有这些都是讲怎么样和好。
You may say, what does that have to do about anything?
那跟到底有什么关系呢？
It means righteousness.
这意思是指的是成为义。
Because Paul tells us at the end of verse 21 that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
在第二十一章那里，保罗说：“好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。”
Paul is begging the Corinthians to be reconciled to God.
保罗那个恳求哥林多人与神和好。
Like I said earlier, when there is no reconciliation to God, we have no part in the righteousness of heaven.
就像前面所讲这样，如果没有跟神的和好，我们在天国里边没有义的份。
Now, I'm sure everybody knows somebody that doesn't believe there's an eternal consequence.
我想肯定每个人都知道，你都有朋友或者都知道有些人他们认为在没有永恒的处罚。
And I'm sure we have family members that think they're okay because they're going to get into heaven because of us.
有的人他们有我们的有些家庭成员认为说他们可以接着我们可以到天国去。
But the problem is, we see this in the Gospel of John.
在那个约翰福音那里所讲。
In chapter 14, verses 5 and 6, Thomas asked Jesus a question, and let's look at Jesus' response.
当那个在约翰福音十四章十五十六节的时候，那个多马跟耶稣说。
Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? And Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
他那多马说，我们既然不知道你到哪里去，我们怎么知道那条路呢？耶稣跟他说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不接着我，没有人到父里那里去。
Before reconciliation, we have that same question. How do we know the way?
在这个和好之前，我们也有同样的问题，我们怎么知道那条路呢？
There is no way except for Christ.
除了耶稣以外，确实没有路。
I mean, Thomas makes a really good point here. You know, he says, we do not know the way, how do we get there?
Yeah. 多马这样有一个很重要的一个要点，就是说我们不知道那条路，那我们怎么到那里呢？
Righteousness in our own eyes.
在我们眼中的义。
Or in our own mind is futile.
或者在我们心目当中的义是没有价值。
Trying to achieve righteousness by any other way.
通过任何其他的方式来获得义
will not happen.
不会发生的。
This is the ultimate reconciliation.
这就是最终的和好。
The ultimate reconciliation is we have righteousness with God as seen through Jesus Christ.
那这个最终的和好就是我们通过主耶稣的那个工作，我们跟神有了义。
And just as Paul is begging the Corinthians to be reconciled with Jesus, with God.
就像那个保罗请恳求这个哥林多人跟神和好一样。
We need to take that same message out to be to the lost world to be reconciled with God.
我们应该把那样一个和好的信息带到这个世界去，让这个世界与神和好。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, you have given us the reconciliation we need through Jesus Christ.
天父，我们你给我们这个通过主耶稣给我们与神和好的这样一个这样一个和好。
Lord, I pray that each one here today takes the message out.
我盼祷告，我们在这个每一个人把这样一个信息带出去。
Lord, we are ambassadors of you.
我们的主啊，我们是你的使者。
Use us in a way that directs us to the people that you want us to speak to for Christ.
那使用我们，也带领我们的到那些人中间去，把神的信息带给他们。
Lord, we lift all these prayers to you through Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们把这些都带到主耶稣的通过主耶稣带到你的面前。阿门。
Okay, the Lord's Supper. We do.
We're going to announce it.
Oh, okay.